Not surprisingly, during this week of giving thanks, I want to say thank you. Stay tuned. Hello, friends. Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, Senior Pastor of St. Philip the Deacon in the western suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you as always. This is Thanksgiving week. We are publishing this on Wednesday, the 27th of November, so the day before Thanksgiving. The first thing I want to say is we have a worship service. We always have a Thanksgiving Eve service. It's at 7 o'clock, I believe. We'll correct that time if I'm not right about it. There'll be pie following, so if you're nearby, please join us for that. If you're too far away to join us in person, please live stream the service. So today, I just want to say thank you for the privilege of being part of your life through this amazing medium of YouTube and Facebook and podcasts. I'm grateful for each and every one of you. Some of you I see routinely here at church in person. Some of you from around the world I stay in touch with electronically, either by email or through social media or a periodic Zoom call, and you know who you are. And I'm just profoundly grateful for my relationship with all of you. Some of you maybe I've never met or corresponded with. I hope I'll have a chance to in the future. But this platform is a deep joy for me. It gives me a chance to correspond with all of you about important matters of faith, and I'm profoundly grateful for it and for every one of you. So today, as a kind of Thanksgiving blessing, I want to read a short passage from one of my favorite passages around Thanksgiving or about Thanksgiving. This comes from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. It's the first chapter, beginning with verse 15. And here's what he writes. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him so that, and then this beautiful phrase, with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. Again, I am so grateful for each of you. With Paul, I give thanks for you, and I wish you a happy and a blessed Thanksgiving. And until next time, be well, stay in touch, and God bless.